Wake-up call continues right here on 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM as well, and on the internet. If you got the TuneIn app, check it out on our website, 1300WTLS.com. You can find that, and it's a free download. You can listen on your smartphone no matter where you are. A couple of guys that have been around the block a few times here at WTLS, Steve Butler and Charles Blitlock joining us. CC does the Sunday morning gospel show at 8:30 every week. Been doing that since the early 70s. Steve Butler, he's been here since he was a baby at WTLS back when we came on the air 66 years ago. Appreciate y'all coming in. Good to see y'all. And happy Father's Day the day after. You had a special show yesterday, Charles.
Yeah.
With that, as always, it's a big treat. And appreciate you doing that.
Oh, yeah, we really enjoy doing that. And once again, I want to say good morning to all your fine people out in radio land that tuning in this morning. Steve and I are back at the mic again this morning. We're going back about 49 years,
Steve. I guess that's right, yeah.
About that long when Michael was about tall as one of those cups over there, I would imagine, about doing those days when we came in. But I'm happy to be in the studio this morning and once again get with you. We're here just to reminisce a little bit about the years have gone by. I certainly want to say that when your mother and father came to the city of Tallahassee back in 1954 and opened this station up, we were all excited about it. Everybody was excited about having a radio station here in the city of Tallahassee. And I think the most thing that you enjoyed is when you would turn your radio on and the people that you would hear on the radio would be people that you knew, people that you saw every day. And that was a real, real, real exciting. And then time went on, and in 1958, about March of 1958, that's when that 8:30 on Sunday morning gospel program came with the Swan Silvertones. Mr. Johnny Fitzpatrick, he did that program up until he was unable to do it, and Isaac came in. But in 1971, about March of 1971, C.C. Blaylock was born on a Saturday.
When was it, March to?
It was March something. I don't really know the exact date. You have an idea?
It's probably mid-March or later, because I came home from basic training, advanced training, back in March the 8th, I think it was. So it was probably mid-March.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this was, in the year was 71, you said?
Yeah, 71.
So we're mm-hmm. getting close to 50 years for you on the air. And yeah, I've got one of the early cuts. I was not yet born yet, but I was coming around soon. But here's a clip from that show back in the early 70s.
Okay.
C.C. Blaylock.
You're listening to Gospel Train 1974. I'm your host, Brother C.C. Blaylock, inviting you to spend the next 60 minutes with us right here on radio station WTLS. That's 1300 on your radio dial. As you know, WTLS is the station to give you the best in gospel music right here in the greater South Central Alabama area. So don't move that dial. Just sit back and relax a while and ride this gospel train with us this afternoon. All you had to do to climb aboard is give us a call at 283-3789, and we'll be glad you did. But the first thing I'd like for you to do this afternoon, right now, is call a friend or neighbor and tell them you're riding the gospel train this afternoon. You hope that they are doing the same. I just want to say that the program goes out especially for my mother this afternoon, Mrs. Jello Blaylock. who's confined to the Janandra Hospital over in Tuskegee, Alabama. Trust and hope that she's doing well this afternoon. These songs of inspiration will bring a little sunshine into her life. That's my mom there, Sister Jello Blaylock, Janandra Hospital, Tuskegee, Alabama. This segment of the Gospel Train has been brought to you by the Piggly Wiggly Grocery Store. They're located right there in Jerryville on Jerryville Avenue in Tallahassee, Alabama. Now, friends, when it comes to good quality food at low prices, you know the name Mann has been a household word for many years. Mr. Rollo Mann, he's the proprietor now of the home-owned Piggly Wiggly Grocery Store, and he still holds to the Mann tradition, that is, good food within the family budget. He wants me to assure all of our listeners that you will find only the best food at prices you can afford at the Piggly Wiggly Grocery Store, while you find shopping a pleasure and not a part-time job, right there on Jerryville Avenue in Jerryville, Tallahassee, Alabama, which is the home of the soul-stirring, uplifting, sweet-sounding gospel train. I'm your host, Brother C.C. Blaylock, each and every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock right here on radio station WTLS. Let's give a listen to the Heavyweights of Deaceville, Alabama. Speaking of none other than the sensational Gospel Ales, incidentally, the Gospel Ales will be at the Mount Olive Baptist Church that's here in Tallahassee, Alabama, on the first Sunday night at 8 p.m., where Reverend Ken is the pastor. The song goes out for Mr. and Mrs. Adam Marshall and all the listeners in around Deaceville, Alabama. He's been good to me, the sensational Gospel Ales of Deaceville, Alabama.
Well, you're a fast talker now. I like the way you're getting that stuff in and quick so you can get right to that music. Yeah, it sounds a lot like what you're doing on Sunday, just a little bit different.
Yeah, just a little bit different and like about 40 years? About 40 years
yeah,
old?
At least.
Yeah, those were some great times back during then. But, you know, I always have to think your father, Steve, your grandfather, Michael, he just gave me the opportunity. The people in the community were saying, Charles, you need a show. Charles, you need a show. Well, they knew I had just a little bit of background in radio. I tried to go to a disc jockey school there in New York, but I couldn't afford it. The weekly tuition was more than my paycheck, and I just couldn't afford it. But I was kind of introduced to it, but I never lost faith. I really wanted to do that, and I came home and on Saturday evenings, I would be in the Lord Project, and we would be at this home, and they had a lot of little gospel, the 45, Steve, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we would play them, and when we play them, we'll sing along, and when we get through, you know, I will interject something, you know. And then finally, this lady, at that time, she was about 70 years old. She said, Charles Blaylock, you need to go up that radio station and get you a radio show, you know. So finally, I just put it together and then came up one. It was on a Saturday evening. I came up. Your father was in the station, and I came in. I said, well, I don't know what is going to happen. I went in, and I bet you it wasn't a minute. You know, the conversation lasted about a good minute. I told him what I wanted to do, and he just looked up and said, when you want to start.
Yeah, so you wanted to be a DJ. Yeah, it was kind of a dream job of yours, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really wanted to be in radio. I really did. When I was in high school, I was around when the radio station WRMA opened up in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And those disc jockeys there, well, one of the guys that was a disc jockey there, he was somewhat kind of family related way down the line. But he was family related, and we used to listen at him. So when I was back in school, sometime at 12 o'clock dances, we would have dances just to raise money for different things. And I was always be the talker. Yeah. I would always be the talker and the dancer, man. I did the talking and the dancing. It's something just stuck with me. And after I got out of the military, I went to New York, my first job with the government. And that's when I tried to pursue some more education in that field, but it didn't work. And I came back home, and they had a school down in Montgomery, it was downtown around the square somewhere. I went down to visit that, but that didn't work out. So I still didn't lose faith. So I just kept on. And then I got with your daddy, and here we are today, some 49 years later.
How old were you when you came in for that position at 71, just to see if you could get a job doing a radio show?
31 or 32.
Yeah. How excited were you when he said, when you can just start?
I mean, oh, man, I didn't know. He told me I could do it too quick. That's what you know what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, like, you didn't expect
I
it.
I wasn't prepared. I thought we were going to have some conversation. I thought he was going to ask me a lot of questions about how would I do this or what I did that. He didn't do anything. He just asked me, when did I want to start? And after he said that, he played a record, you know, the program that he was having. Mm-hmm. And then he and I, he told me, so you can do two things. If you want to, you can sell your show. I'll let you go out and sell it. And I'll let people know that I have authorized you to do so. So that's what I did. I went out and got my sponsors, and he told me what to charge and told me what I could charge and told me what I should charge. But all I wanted was enough to pay for the show.
Yeah.
I didn't want anything for myself. My pay was to be on, was right. to do the show, you know. And so when I brought the my first payment in, he says, "What did you charge?" I said, "This is what I charge." He said, "You don't have anything for yourself." I said, "Mr. Ned," I said, "my pay is this program." You know, I said, I don't need no pay for this. I got a job and everything, and I was just excited about it. And he just gave me, he didn't coach, he didn't critique me or anything. He just let me have my way. And I was real excited about that. And I always owe that to him. And so he asked me, he said, "I thought your name was Charles Blaylock." I said, "It is." I said, "But you know, this CC came from back during those days. Every black gospel program, it was being done by preachers."
Yeah.
And every preacher had an initial, J.H. Hawthorne, C.D. Lambert, and all that kind of stuff. I said, "Well, I'm going to do my initials too."
So your CC name came from being a radio name for the show.
That's it. It was born in, CC was born in 1971, right here at radio station WTLS, that Saturday, and CC Blaylock.
It does roll off the tongue real well.
Yeah, and then, then from then on, people started calling me CC, CC.
People would ask me, say, "And who's that?" I said, "C.C. Blaylock." He said, "I know Charles Blaylock." I said, "That's him."
Yeah.
Is C your middle initial?
C, yeah, it's true.
So it is Charles C. Blaylock.
Yeah,
C.C.
My name is Charles Curtis Blaylock.
Yeah.
My middle name
and
is
you
Curtis.
And you're responsible for the longest street sign in the city of Tattlesee, Charles C.C. Blaylock
there
Street.
There you go, buddy. There you go. The longest sign on the street. And guys, you don't know how excited I am about that. I owe that to David Stow. When I got ready to leave the council, David told me, he said, "We're going to name a street after you." I said, "Are you?" He said, "Yeah, we're going to name a street down there in the area that you represented for 29 years. He said, "Have you got a choice?" I said, "Man, I don't care where it is. You know, if you're going to name a street after me." So the street is it Elm Street? I don't forgot the name.
What it was before, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I forgot the name. But anyway, they named that, they put that sign up the 29th of October, which was on a Friday, and 2016. The reason I can remember it so well, because that Sunday they gave me an appreciation program at my church, and I was excited about that because I got a proclamation from the governor of the state of Alabama that day, and I was excited. And then in 2004, we had a program doing Black History Month at Tallahassee High School. And then I felt real good about that because your granddad, brought a proclamation to me from whoever was over communication or whatever it was. Like
DECA or something?
Yeah, yeah. Like that. Yeah. And Montgomery, he bought that. And then Jack Venable brought me a proclamation from the governor at that time. And I used to tell your dad all the time, I say, I owe it all to you. He said, "Yeah." I say, that's all right. He said, "But you're the one that's doing it." Now, I also have to tell you, too, there was many days. He knew he was in the business, and he knew how sponsors would pay, you know, and that they didn't pay like they should pay. I imagine that's That's the problem today. And so he said, don't worry about that. He said, don't let the payments keep you from coming. Said, because your program is picking up momentum, and I'm getting a lot of comments about it as he traveled around. And so when we finally ended it for a while, and I went back in to check my balances, he told me they'd already been paid. In other words, that he's forgiven me for that, you know. And I can't ever forget him for doing that. And then Steve and I, your brother Robin,
yep.
Brother Robin, and then your brother, your older brother who passed away.
Right.
We all would do that show, and that's when I met Dr. Earl. Dr. Earl, back during those days. He would come in. But there's so much I could say about the station. And also on Sunday mornings, after my Saturday evening show, on Sunday morning, the Trumpets of Joy out of Charlotte, right. Alabama, they called me in to do their announcing for them, and I eventually joined the group. And that was exciting, too, because when they would book the group, they would put emphasis on C.C. Blaylock was a member of that group. And so that would kind of bring out, enlarge your crowd, because those people would come and want to talk to me, and later on they would like to hear their name over the radio. You'd be surprised that people love to hear their names. They pretend that they don't. Yeah. But they like to hear their name on
You
the
still
radio.
Do a lot of that now. You do a show on Sunday, mm-hmm. and you've been doing it for a long time at 8:30 in the morning, but you call out a lot of names on Sunday.
That's true. That is so true. People love to hear their name on the radio. And I know that. You know, I know that. I know my I know the people that listen to the program well. And Steve, I know you then, and well, I'm sure Michael then, because Michael, when he took over the station, we had no idea that this station would be heard in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in California, in Ohio, all of these places that, on my Sunday morning program, I could tell you, it's nothing to get a call from out in California, Tuskegee, and surrounding places, and that just makes you feel good. You couldn't give me a check, man, that would excite me no more than the participation that we get from the listeners. And that, and like a generally elected, I believe that was generally elected, where their motto was, generally elected, they had some kind of motto that was they pay for what their pay is your response. Something like that, you know. So that's my payday, is a response that we get from folks.
I used to get letters from, you know, every once in a while, for people in Florida somewhere. They caught when we were AM, they got a skip come through and tell me what was what they heard it on, and tell me it was WTLS in Townsend. You said this at so and such, you know. Back then, before the iPods and
you
know, things change,
tune in and all that.
Well, you mentioned California. There's a listener in California. She calls every single week.
Every
I noticed that.
Very nice lady, and you know, I think that's one of the things is the connections you make in this business that you wouldn't normally have. There's somebody that I never would have come across, and she's as nice as she can be, and listens every Sunday morning. Now think about it. It's 8:30 here, but it's 6:30 out there.
That is true.
Up on a Sunday early listening via the internet.
That's Renee Glaze, and that's her auntie that's in Tuskegee. That's right. Man, that's a nice, very, very nice family. I never met them, but I met one member of the family when I was working at VA. But the ladies that call seem like I met them already, but I haven't. If they walked in the door there today, I wouldn't know them. But they are very, very fine people, and they listen each and every Sunday morning. And I guarantee you right now, they're listening to this program
That's
now.
Great.
Yeah.
It is interesting. Well, we appreciate what you're doing, Charles. And I know my dad here, Steve, he worked many years as well doing the board or working during your show or any other program we had on. It's been a long run, 66 years, and you're going to keep on doing it. How old are you now, Charles?
I am 82, and I'll be 83 in September, if the Lord's will.
And you are, Daddy, you'll be coming up this year?
69 next month.
How about that? Next month. You're just about 2 weeks away. So
that's right.
Yeah, we're keeping on, keeping on here at WTLS. Charles, appreciate it. Hey, hang around. We got our celebrity birthdays. We'll let you play the game next. You and Steve Butler versus each other, I guess. And we got Music Makers coming up as well in the 8 o'clock hour, still on this Monday. A lot happening. Charles Blaylock, Steve Butler with us here on the Wake Up Call. Keep it here.